This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. USAA Homeowners Insurance not only helps you cover your home, it also helps you cover your budget, lower your premium in a number of ways, like saving up to 10% when you bundle home and auto insurance, saving up to 15% if you've been claims-free for 5 years, regardless of your previous insurance provider, and scoring even more deals and discounts on things like home security, moving, and storage with the USAA Perks program. Tap the banner or visit usaa.com/homeowners to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Welcome to the Fantasy Footballers Podcast with your hosts, Andy Holloway, Jason Moore, and Mike Wright.
Welcome in. Friday, January 5th, the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Mike, the Fantasy Hitman, right? Jason Moore. I'm Andy Holloway. The final Friday show in a while.
Ooh, final Friday till August.
Because this is the end of the Week 18 preview for the scoundrels out there that are suffering within a league in which the commissioner is inebriated
or just old. Yeah,
that's let's be honest,
most
here.
Of the time what it is it's old leagues that have a tradition that they don't want to disrupt because clicking renew is just so much easier.
No, Jason nailed it. Like, if you are in a league or you have an unfortunate Week 18 championship and you've been trying to get it to change, go to the commissioners and be like, it makes you look really old.
Young
men, young women, they play till week 17.
That's right. I mean, that's right. it's not even a joke.
And I'm not sure there's a commish out there who could withstand that barrage of
the age barrage.
Yeah.
My gosh.
A little age.
Doesn't it seem like Papa Josh would do a week 18 league?
He does. Yeah. No, he's saying. I mean. Physical appearance, he looks like he would.
He's a week 19er.
We go to the playoffs. If the NFL's still going, we're going.
Even Josh is offended by that comment. Happy birthday this month, by the way.
This month?
Yeah. I'm surprised to see you here.
That's how Josh handles birthdays. Some people, and I've noticed this. I mean, some people, the birthday, I think it's the first few years of your life. Like, Papa Josh, you're sitting in Deucer's Alley today. Did you have, was birthday made very special for your first 10, 15 years of your life?
Dude, we got sticks. We got rocks. It was great.
No, but seriously, did they make a big deal out of it, or is it the opposite?
Oh, it was always a big deal.
Well, I just think that's something to it.
It set you up to
take the day off from work for your birthday in your 40s. All right. None of us have ever done that, have we?
Taking our birthday off? No.
No. No. Not since the Peter Piper days.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
Yeah, you still went to school.
You still go to school if it landed on my birthday.
My kids would always ask for that. They'd be like, can I just have the day off? And we're like, no, they're in school today.
Yeah.
Just enjoy the attention at school.
I'm not taking that letter. That school's going to write me. Be like, your kid's missing too much school.
Well, I'm excited to finish up these Week 18 matchups as quickly as possible.
It's all about having a good time.
There are big games this week. There are playoff style games this week. There are players that are certainly going to be reaching for thresholds, that are reaching for playoff berths, that are going to be on the field, and we'll talk about more of them today. You guys did a good job on yesterday's podcast.
Yeah, we did.
Going through the matchups that you covered yesterday. Did you guys have starts yesterday?
We did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good ones.
Oh, the best ones.
I didn't hear that part of the show.
I imagine.
Yeah. fantasychamps.com. If you need a championship ring or belt, you can get, or sorry, a championship trophy or belt, you get a free ring with the code free ring. We just asked them to put that code right on the nose. And I was thinking maybe I should have ordered more than one ring. Like I ordered one for the league
like
that
pre-buy?
I won. No, I just mean like, do you buy them for your like peripheral leagues if you win them?
I
took a couple extra leagues home this year. I just don't know. Do I get three rings?
Yes.
It's up to you.
Yes. No, have you ever won multiple leagues in a year and not gotten a separate ring for each league? I get a ring for
each. Do you get them for every league?
Yes.
So do you just join like extra leagues every year just to?
No, I just win more leagues every year except this year. Which,
You're like, if I don't end this sentence apologizing, you'll get it.
I will.
Twitter at the FF Ballers. You can follow us over there all off season long. For those of you who have tuned in throughout the entirety of the year, hopefully you've had a good time. We're back with two shows a week starting next week. And we'll get into the footy awards, which are always very exciting.
When you just say footy awards, every single time that phrase is said, I hear the music. It is so associated. I can recall it instantly.
Almost sounds like the Looney Tunes music, right?
It's a little bit loony.
Dun, 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 dun,
yeah.
Dun, dun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's Friday.
Foot Clan Friday.
Foot Clan Friday. The last Foot Clan Friday for a bit.
Can't have a Foot Clan Friday if there's no Friday show.
No. And this week's winner, we always give away $100 to fantasychamps.com on Friday. And this week's winner, a supporter at jointhefoot.com, Terry Bernardino.
Congratulations.
So congrats. You can swag out for free over there. And we appreciate everybody that supports the show. That is where you get an extra episode every week at jointhefoot.com for the whole offseason, the footcast available to you there. Let's talk some news.
News and notes from around the league, presented by USAA Insurance.
Well, the Ravens have added Dalvin Cook to that illustrious roster, including Melvin Gordon and Justice Hill. And Dalvin Cook joins a potential Super Bowl competing team.
He was linked there this offseason, right? There was Miami, or was it just Derrick Henry?
Yeah, Derrick Henry was. I remember Henry being linked there. I mean, they obviously have a need after losing J.K. Dobbins. This is a team that wants to
replace the week one injury in the final week of the season.
I'm saying when the Derrick Henry news was coming up, it was like they had hardship there. And now since then, they lost their budding star rookie running back. So this makes sense. It's just a matter of does he have any juice left? Does he have anything to give? And at the very least, they can bench more of their regular starters this week and just be like, Dalvin, I know you're just a guy here, you don't know the playbook, but we don't care about this game. Here's the ball. Go.
It's the right kind of signing for what the Ravens tend to add to their backfield, which is aged veterans that know how to pass block and don't have much left in the tank. I mean, we've seen what? Devonta Freeman and
Kenyon Drake,
LeSean McCoy and Melvin Gordon.
McCoy was
Latavius
a Raven?
Murray. Oh, did I say LeSean McCoy?
Yeah.
I meant Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, okay. Like,
although McCoy would have been a perfect
fit. Yeah, he would have. Well, he's still out there.
That's true. He played for, Tampa at the very, very end?
My goodness.
Kansas City and Tampa to end his career.
The end of running back careers are like, it's just but a whisper that you totally forget what happened.
But yeah, like without this news, most people don't remember, wait, Melvin Gordon's a Raven?
There's a decent chance Dalvin Cook doesn't take a snap next season for anybody.
Oh,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd put those odds pretty high.
Yeah, I mean, not like Carson Wentz not playing a snap high, but Noah Brown ruled out. Robert Woods questionable. Christian Kirk, feeling good about Christian Kirk being back on the field. He's been practicing.
Okay.
Trevor Lawrence, shoulder injury, limited, probably going to play. Zay Jones, the hamstring, don't know about that one.
We know that Trevor Lawrence is now listed as questionable, so probably going to play.
And then Alvin Kamara did not practice, the ankle injury. T. Higgins didn't practice the hamstring.
We did get, there was a blurb at least over the social media that Ja'Marr Chase said, I'm going to play, which we were talking about yesterday. Like, with a shoulder injury and nothing to play for, there is a chance that he doesn't, but he says he will.
Any other news we need to get into? Devontae Smith didn't practice. Raheem Mostert didn't practice.
Yeah, it's just the Mostert one again. It's Sunday Night Football, so if you are counting on him, you better have a pivot.
All right, that was today's news and notes presented by USAA Insurance. Learn more at usaa.com/insurance.
Fantasy Forecast.
All right. Yesterday, you guys covered 8 matchups.
Yeah, we did.
I was really hoping you get through them all. Steelers, Ravens, Texans, Colts, Browns, Bengals, Vikings, Lions, Jags, Titans, Jets, Patriots, Falcons, Saints, Buccaneers, Panthers.
Hey, they would have put them in. I would have done them.
Yeah, you would have.
I would.
You would have Ron Burgundy'd the heck out of that.
I would have kept rolling.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Yeah. Chicago, 7-9. Packers, 8-8. DK Sportsbook line, Green Bay -3 at home at Lambeau, over under 45 points. Bears can play spoiler. Packers can just terrorize their own fans by being eliminated 2 years in a row on the final game of the season. But look at Jordan Love. Look at Jordan Love.
Look at him.
He's getting it done.
Look at this little guy.
Look at him go. He's been good. I mean, you look at his numbers and you compare him to all the top-tier quarterbacks in football. And it's pretty comparable. I mean, you look at him against Patrick Mahomes' numbers, and you know what is
well,
he like?
Well, you said top tier quarterbacks.
That's true. Yeah. Mahomes. You
so like Justin Fields?
Yeah. Okay.
The career's kind of done.
Yeah, it's really taken a dump.
Mm. The Bears' best record ever for a team holding the number one pick in the last 40 years. So they have the opportunity to.
Is that a Kyle stat?
Of course.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Green Bay beat them in week one. They've been playing really good football, 4-1 in their last 5 games. You know, there have been all these scenarios where Chicago can trade the number one to the number two and the number two to the number three and stack up more piles of picks and still get a wide receiver for Mr. Justin Fields. But, you know, this game, it's a big one. I mean, Jordan Love and company playing for their playoff lives. Jaden Reed, big week last week, limited on Thursday. It is a... This is like one of those convalescent homes during World War One. Mm-hmm. Like everybody is resting on a bed right now. I mean, Khalil Herbert limited with a back injury. Deonta Foreman was a healthy scratch. DJ Moore with the ankle was limited. Cole Kmet is limited. Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Christian Watson, Luke Musgrave limited. Aaron Jones, guess what? Limited.
Are they doing a...
Limited.
Are they like seeing what the other practice report is putting out? Yeah. They're limited. Like, oh, well, you like know what? Our guys are limited.
Are they battling?
Maybe.
Seeing who can rest more.
Yeah. We got no one out there today.
We're not even going to be able to field the full team.
What's funny is I think that most players on both sides of the ball will play. This is an important game for both teams. The Bears are on a roll. They're playing good football. They actually look like a team on the rise. Like you said, Andy, they're 4-1 in their last 5 games. That's since Justin Fields came back from his injury. They're playing to be the spoiler in a divisional matchup. So this game matters to them. And obviously the Packers win and in. So it's a very important game for both sides. The only guys that I'm not sure, Cole Kmet, you know, his health is a little bit scarier to me. Obviously Musgrave is, I don't think, playing. But most of the players, I think, are going to suit up.
What was annoying about Kmet is that he had such a good first half against Arizona 2 weeks ago, and then he just fully – he only played 18% of snaps last game and didn't have a fantasy point. So, yeah, I agree with you on that. Makes perfect sense. Anybody else? Khalil Herbert, you have confidence?
Yeah, I mean, he's been so good the last couple of weeks. Green Bay is a good matchup. I think you can play Khalil Herbert. I would love to see a practice report where he's like, he's full today at practice. That would give me more. He's like, yo, he's stuffed. You should have seen him at the buffet.
He's so full. That's all I heard.
I saw your face when I said I'd love to see a report that Khalil Herbert is full on Friday.
He's eating again.
He's trying to put on the pounds for Sunday. But the last 2 weeks, man, 22 opportunities, 21 opportunities, top 10 fantasy running back both weeks. Good matchup.
Have we heard anything on Foreman? Like,
he's toast.
I'm saying like, but
we don't know the specifics
going on
it's
here.
It's listed as a personal reason, and he's tweeting out cryptic disappointments. And what's crazy is he was so good, looked so good before then, but I don't think you can rely on him after being a healthy scratch 2 weeks in a row.
The Broncos are 8-8, taking on the 7-9 Raiders. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Las Vegas, -3 at home. Over-under's 37. Both of them eliminated. Really low-scoring game the first time around. Jarrett Stidham, Aiden O'Connor. Josh Jacobs, 4 straight game-time decision. I'm not excited about this game.
For fantasy purposes?
Yeah.
I mean, Zamir White?
Yeah.
Is he playing?
Zamir?
Yeah. I mean, is he the starter? Is Josh Jacobs
going
to play?
I would imagine with Jacobs, you know, the month-long game-time decision is still going, and he is still not practicing. So, I'm going to go with Zamir White.
And Adams was a monster last week with 21 targets, so you can go ahead and play him. It's just not a game I think is going to be very exciting. 37-point over-under. We talked a lot about Javonte earlier in the week when we were looking at players that kind of dudded out this year and may not have the best long-term future. You know, Cortland Sutton finally came back from practice, but he's not playing with Russ. Russ is the one that had the kind of laser vision on him in the end zone. Jarrett Stidham's going to get the opportunity to try to earn a starter position for next year. So I would play the kind of core players you've been playing in this matchup and probably move on.
So the question
Adams then, and White.
I was going to say the question then is Cortland Sutton had been a core player. Does the change – it looks like he's progressing through concussion protocol. I expect him to be there. If he's active, would you play Cortland Sutton, or does the Russell Wilson change say, let's bench him?
I mean, I was never that excited about Sutton in the lineup. I was always hopeful for that touchdown, but I would not play him.
Okay.
Stidham was 20 for 32, 224 yards and a touchdown against the Chargers. It's not the worst thing I've ever seen.
Okay.
I'm saying for
Cortland
Sutton
or Gabe Davis.
Cortland Sutton or Gabe Davis?
Yeah.
Gabe Davis.
Puka Nacua, who will get
benched? No. Okay. Sutton. No. All right. I don't like the Puka situation. What is it, 4 for 29?
Yep.
He'll probably go for 200. Philly at 11-5, taking on the 5-11 Giants. DK Sportsbook line, Philly -5.5. The over-under is 42. How many losses in a row for the Eagles? I know they've lost 4 of 5, isn't it?
I think they won 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but 4 of 5.
Yeah, the Giants.
They were 10-1. Now they're 11-5. And all right, Philly's fighting for that number 2 seed. They need the Cowboys to lose to go ahead and win the division. Giants are playing spoiler. It is the divisional game, and they've had some competitive matchups recently. I'm not sure that's an almost upset to me, but I'd be a little bit on the – yep.
Oh, all right.
Andy's almost upset of the week.
It's a 5.5-point line. The game's in New York. I mean, a chance to keep the Eagles out of the division.
Looks like the Giants lost by 8 last time on the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Jalen Hurts, weeks 1 through 8, 261 passing yards a game. From week 9 on, 207 passing yards per game. Mm.
He still gets the tush-push at the goal line, though, so his fantasy finishes have been pretty good. Top 10 the last 3 weeks.
I wonder if that is something, though, that is – and I you're 100% right. He scores a billion touchdowns on the ground. He has 15 of them. But 23 touchdowns on the year through the air. I mean, Jordan Love has 4 more passing touchdowns than Jalen Hurts has at this stage of the season. So –
I mean, yes, that's true passing, but I mean, when 15 rushing, I think you got to look at it in totality. 38 total touchdowns from Jalen Hurts. That's a great number.
Yeah, 15 rushing touchdowns from a running back, you would be losing your mind.
Of course. Yeah, I was just making the point in the passing game. If you're throwing for 200 a game, like last year, we came out and we were like, hey, they should be able to start throwing the ball more, and A.J. Brown is going to raise the ceiling, and it happened. But to see it dip back down at the back half of the year and not be as successful and have Devontae Smith banged up and A.J. Brown, you know, there was a little bit of rumbling about locker room problems.
Yeah, I mean, A.J. Brown, to start the season from weeks 3 through 9, that is a long stretch. That's a stretch of 7 games in a row where his worst fantasy finish on the week was the wide receiver 13. He was a wide receiver 1 every single week. He hasn't been in the top 13 since that time. In week 10, he's actually been a pretty big disappointment for fantasy. I mean, he's still getting enough targets, you're not going to bench him. But that's the story to me for the Eagles is A.J. Brown has disappeared. And whether that's schematically or, you know, obviously he's pitching a fit and causing issues in the locker room. Maybe he thinks he's not getting enough targets, but it's been really bad for him.
I mean, 90, you know, since that bye week, the time you mentioned, still on pace for 160 targets in that span, but it would be for 92 for 1,002.
That's just a guy.
Yeah, that and no finishes inside the top 12. None.
With 160 target pace, you should be A.J. Brown. That's on A.J. Brown. I mean, you're getting that many targets.
Don't tell him that.
I would never. I would never. He would just squish me into a jelly.
Yeah, I mean, just 200 yards to go around, though, right now in this passing offense. And, you know, Dallas Goedert was your start of the week yesterday, Jason.
Yeah, he's very involved, and I think Devontae Smith,
his
injury is kind of what leads me to believe that, you know, as I said yesterday, he's higher in targets per route run than Devontae Smith and even more than A.J. Brown.
He'd squish you into a jelly, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just a little. Yeah. Look, you play Saquon. I like Darius Slayton with Tyrod Taylor. I like him against a passing defense that is giving up potentially on pace for the 6th most passing attempts against them of all time, the Philadelphia secondary. And this was a very competitive game last time out. Tyrod almost brought them back. So do you guys agree? Do you like Slayton?
Yeah, I think he's worth the dart throw. And we talked about him yesterday of the Gabe Davis arc type of player. Would you go with him or Slayton? And I lean Slayton because of the matchup.
Yeah, it's exactly what you called last week. I see it again this week. It was a perfect call against the Rams who give up the big plays. The Eagles do too. So Darius Slayton is the waiver wire guy you want if you are the underdog.
Where are you with DeAndre Swift this week? Comfy?
I mean, yeah, I'm starting him.
Yeah, for sure. The Giants get beat on the ground. They're still favored even though they're on the road, and there's an almost upset call here. It's a matchup you would play Swift.
5 rushing touchdowns on the season for DeAndre Swift. Was it 15 for Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much Hurts pays to go down on the one. But
there's at least 5, I believe, DeAndre Swift going down on the one, so which the touchdowns then went to Jalen Hurts.
What if it's one of those things? You know how, like, if you try to take a shopping cart out of a...
Oh, yeah. You cross that yellow line.
You cross the line in a parking lot, wink, it shuts them down.
Wink, wink.
They've got like an ankle monitor on him that when it gets to the 1 yard line, just straight zaps down his legs.
Straight down.
Also, has there ever been a larger lie in the entire world?
No. I've tried to cross that line.
They shut them down, man.
What?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
They lock the wheels.
Yeah. Wheels go break.
Yeah, there's something built into the...
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah, man.
I've done it. I tested
How many
that.
Of these have you stolen, Mike?
None.
Yeah, because you can't. Unless you put it in a truck.
They lock the wheels, man.
So they put they spend that amount of money.
It's not that much money.
What is doing it? Just a magnet?
Yeah, it's like it's not a high tech situation. They just like put something in the ground and then they paint a stripe over it, and then if you go past that line.
What happens if you pick the cart up?
I don't know.
Let's find out for science.
I feel like for some reason Al Borland should know this. Do you know anything about this?
No, I've definitely experienced it, but I don't know how it works, and I don't know what happens if you pick it up.
Yeah, lock them wheels. Anyways, Swift's wheels get locked on the
baloney.
One. Oh, you thought it was just a, like,
yeah.
What, they're just telling the, like,
yes.
Homeless population?
They're just,
you
know,
if you take it past his lines, they're going to do it anyway.
They can't.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You know what that reminds me of? The painted
How many shopping carts do people in this office have?
That aren't speed bumps? Have you guys been in parking lots like that?
Wait, they're fake?
They just paint basically a big yellow area where it's like a speed bump.
Do they shade it?
Sometimes they put the stripes on it. Sometimes they don't. But you slow down every time, and then you roll over, and you're like, wait, there's no bump.
Oh, that's funny.
Genius.
See, that's what I thought the sign was.
Yeah. Electronic and magnetic systems are used for this purpose. So there is a thin wire which locks the wheel clamp as the cart passes over it.
Yeah, so it's a little wire cutter, magnetism. You're fine.
But again, what if you pick it up?
That leads me to believe that you could pick it up.
But those are heavy.
Shopping carts?
For one person to just grab.
No, but it's only the back wheels. So you just need to raise the back.
Now what are we doing here? We're ruining... Shopping carts are going to go wild now.
Yeah. We've let the people know Go get them, people. Go get your shopping carts.
If a shopping, if the way around your security system is just to slightly raise it for, I don't know, three to five inches of movement. Like, this is not good.
It's no different than
you
the,
thought it was all fake, Mike.
Yeah.
It's no different than, you know, the little alarm when you walk in that checks the sensor. You know, you just lift it over to that when you're leaving out the door. It's the same exact principle.
That's fair, but they will see you. Like, part of being a good thief is they don't see it happen. If you're running, we're gonna come out. The stuff over your head.
Catch me coming!
Alarm didn't go off. It's free. It's mine.
Yeah, get the UTK, the Ultimate Theft Kit. At all right, Darren Waller.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you can't have like a tremendous amount of confidence, but 5 and 6 targets. I mean, 5 for 50. You only show up as the tight end 16, but 5 for 51 is, like, it could go way worse.
Yeah, I think he's a fine middling guy that if he gets a touchdown, you're going to be happy. And I do think he's got a baseline that's 6 fantasy points.
Brooks, have you stolen any shopping carts?
I have not in my day.
Okay.
About to say, if you enjoyed that little back and forth there about shopping carts, make sure you check out the Spitballers Comedy Podcast.
No, we talk about shopping carts exclusively from
it's
about...
It's a shopping cart podcast.
I need to see this happen.
Mike,
you going to go try it?
Well, I have... Look, there's multiple people on the set telling me it's true. I don't believe you.
It's not every parking lot.
No. It's got to have
Walmart,
the...
definitely.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell because you look at the carts and the back wheels have the little thing on them.
The magnet locks.
Yeah, the magnet locks, as we call them.
Oh, man.
I'm looking into this.
Yeah. Mike thought it was a lie all these years.
Yeah.
All right, quick break, back with some more matchups. Hey, Foot Clan, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Take a minute to check your social battery. How is it doing? Does the thought of social events make you feel excited or exhausted? Maybe sometimes those events make you feel drained. Maybe they make you feel like you're bursting with energy like Papa Josh. But you might not know why it's at that level. Maybe it's not enough boundaries set up and you're just doing too much. Maybe you get less social in different times of the year or you're working too much. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. Look, we live in the era of hurry, hurry, hurry. And social gatherings, they pick up and then you are burnt out. So you got to figure it out, and therapy can help you figure out that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery so you can enjoy it. And when you are feeling worn out from socializing, therapy can help give you the tools you need to recharge and take care of yourself. I highly recommend that. All you have to do is give BetterHelp a try. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist. You can switch them at a moment's notice. There's no extra charge for switching therapists if you didn't find the right one. And you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/footballers today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/footballers.
This episode is brought to you by USAA Insurance. When you're a homeowner in the military community, peace of mind is priority. And USAA Homeowners Insurance is the award-winning service to give you just that. If you have to file a claim, the process is transparent and easy. You can do it all right in the USAA app, and replacement cost coverage comes standard. That means damaged items are repaired or replaced, even if they cost more today than they did when you bought them, which could put your wallet at ease to tap the banner or visit USAA.com/homeowners. to learn more and get a quote. Restrictions apply.
Look, you know when you're driving on the freeway and they're like, speeds monitored by aircraft.
Yeah, that's nonsense.
No, they aren't.
That's nonsense.
No, they are not.
Where does that come from?
So I believe that they do that, but they've got to do it once. You know what I mean? Like, they've got to take a plane, snap it, you know, see that they're speeding, snap the license plate, and then they're like, we did it. We can put the sign up. We monitor by aircraft.
You know how they do the cameras on the freeways sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, certain jurisdictions allow that, and then they give you tickets off of it.
Mm-hmm.
If the goal is just to have people not speed, I don't know how much that camera system costs, but I know it's hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, to implement those on freeways all over the, you know, wherever you're living.
Right.
If you just put a non-functioning police vehicle with lights on where every one of those cameras was, there ain't nobody speeding there.
Yeah, that's true.
You just think somebody's pulled over and you're like, oh gosh, I got to slow down.
I've always heard the best traffic safety device is a rear view mirror with a police officer in it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's for sure.
Can they build those into the mirrors?
Yeah.
It's like a little sticker you put on for your teenagers.
Oh, that's nice.
This cop's been following me everywhere. He won't lay off.
Normally, I'd apologize for these side hustles here on the show, but it's week 18.
All right.
It's week 18. And again, you can visit our shopping cart podcast that we resume. It's hard to go back to football. Seattle, 8-8. The Cardinals, 4-12. DraftKings Sportsbook line, Seattle minus 3. The over-under is 48. I said a prayer this week that the Cardinals would lose this ball game. For goodness sakes. Seattle has something to play for. I think that Seattle's a really good chance of being in the playoffs. I mean, if they beat Arizona and the Bears beat the Packers, Seattle's in. And Al's sad.
I believe Geno Smith, what is it, like $1 million, $2 million? Yeah. It's a huge bonus.
For playoffs?
If the Seahawks make the playoffs. So, you know, he's going to be fighting. Not that he wouldn't be trying to play
$2 million
his best
dollars.
Anyways, but super important.
He's going to try to win now.
Yeah, I think the Cardinals win this game.
No!
Yeah, I have a really bad feeling.
It's just the most Cardinals thing to do.
No,
just
but
continue
the Jets,
ruining your future.
The Jets can beat New England. Or, sorry, New England can beat the Jets. They probably will. So Arizona will jump them. This is the – you lose this game, you get Marvin Harrison. Let me just – you lose this game, Marvin Harrison is a Cardinal.
Yeah, but if you win, you feel good for a couple minutes.
You do a bunch of high
Arizona,
pops.
Lay down. Lay down.
Everybody lay down.
Like on the field.
Yes.
All right. All right. But
Seattle fantasy, beat them in week 7.
Fantasy-wise.
Cardinals were good last week. James Conner's going to be good again.
It's a fun game for fantasy.
Seattle just gave up, I think, 600,000 yards to Jalen Warren and Najee Harris last week, and now they face a significantly better running back than James Conner.
Yeah, I mean, this really is a great game for fantasy. If you want players where you know they're motivated, both sides of the ball, the Cardinals are playing to prove they are winners. They are playing to upset the divisional opponent. The Seahawks are playing to get in the playoffs. So both of these defenses have not been as good as either hoped. Even after some acquisitions for the Seahawks, and both offenses are actually clicking now. With Geno back, he's looking good. I want pieces all across this. Kyler's in, Connor's in, McBride is in. What are you doing with the Seahawks wide receivers? I think that's the conundrum. You know, is JSN trustable in Week 18?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard. He had one catch for 12 yards and a touchdown. Tyler Lockett had one catch last week, so. Trustable against Arizona? Probably.
Yeah, I think
probably.
If you're in a position where you have to, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the Arizona Cardinals defense, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers defense that they played against last week, sometimes they don't show up and sometimes they're really good. The Cardinals can't show up. They don't have the personnel to like really lock someone down. So I think I'm fine with all three Seattle Seahawks wide receivers in this matchup.
All right, Trey McBride?
Yep.
Do you play Trey McBride?
Yes, you do.
Greg Dortch? Little sneaky 7-for-82 last week. Cardinals at home.
Yeah, I think that he could be. I don't know if I have the courage for a championship run, but let's see, over the past six
Jason,
games.
You're right.
That Arizona's going to win? Yeah.
Yeah. Cardinals are at home.
Past six games. Four of them, Greg Dortch has been a double-digit player, double-digit fantasy points. Now, two of them were complete duds against Pittsburgh and San Francisco.
So you'd get Dortched in this
but
one?
Dortch is, if you are struggling, then Dortch is probably on your waiver wire and has an upside at least.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not excited to play the Dortch.
I'm not saying I'm excited to do it, but just like
if you're
Arizona
excited,
Cardinals,
if you're excited, it's like I'm playing the Dortch. If you're not excited, it's like, I'm not going to play Greg.
Mm.
That's how you have to do that.
All right.
Greg is, who wants to play Greg?
No one wants to play Greg.
What about Gregory?
Even worse.
Oh, no. I'm sorry, Greg.
Sorry, Gregs. But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, they don't want to be called Gregory.
You see your license.
Yeah, you're looking for nicknames. And
G?
G's
all right. G Dortch?
That's nice.
G Dortch? I don't know.
All right.
Kansas City, 10-6. The Chargers are 5-11. LA is 3.5 point favorites. Over under 35. You know, Kansas City's not playing their players. So
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, is probably going to be a pretty good play. I mean, the Chargers have packed it in. They've left the NFL in this season. And so Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I think, will get run in this game.
My reaction to that is the same as yours to the Dortch. I'm not excited about a bunch of backups and Clyde. Clyde can't overcome much. I think the Chargers are favored. They're going to win the game. I've got I picked the Chargers to win. So I don't know if Clyde's going to be great or not.
Yeah, I mean, obviously most of the starters aren't going to be playing. It's going to be much more difficult to run with Blaine Gabbert there than with Patrick Mahomes there. But I do think Clyde could end up in a game like this with 20 opportunities. He could end up being the center.
Yeah, it could be a really run-first offense. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, he could end up looking how Austin Eckler has looked for a lot of the last few weeks, which is 17-plus opportunities and doing not much with him. No, I would play Eckler over Pacheco because it's not just the offensive.
Pacheco, yeah, but what about Clyde?
Clyde. Right. It's not just the offensive stars that will be sitting. It's kind of like when you were talking about going up against the Rams, they won't have Donald. I would imagine Chris Jones is not going to play in this game, so it should be easier sledding.
It's a stupid, gross game.
It really is, yeah.
All right. The Rams are 9-7. The 49ers are 12-4. The Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold battle we all needed. The number two and number three pick of years ago, 2017 and 2018. The Rams are not playing their starters, minus Puka trying to accomplish a rookie record. So 4 for 29 is what he needs. Otherwise, you're going to see Ronnie Rivers, DeMarcus Robinson, Tutu Atwell.
Oh, man. No, thank you.
San Francisco's favored. They're not playing their starters. Jordan Mason's going to get a ton of work. Sam Darnold is better than Carson Wentz.
Yeah, that's. I was going to say.
Probably why they're favored.
Sam Darnold leading this off, because it's still the same scheme. You won't have the positional players, but you're going to have, you know, this San Francisco team that works with every single quarterback that they put in the system, where McVay is truly an offensive genius, but can Carson Wentz, with a lower cast of characters, put up a fight against the 49ers? And I would say no.
Yeah, dumb game. Dumb game.
Yeah, you played Jordan Mason. You hopefully don't need to play Puka. Would you play Puka or DeMarcus Robinson?
DeMarcus Robinson.
Yeah,
makes sense. You got to take the snaps.
Which is, I mean, the perfect example of Week 18. Dallas is 11-5, taking on the 4-12 Commanders. Ron Rivera's last game as a Commanders head coach, most likely. Dallas, 13-point road favorites. The over-under is 47. It means a ton to Dallas. They win the NFC East with a victory here. So, you know, Dak and CeeDee and Cooks and Ferguson and Pollard, like, you just line them up, put them out there on the field. It's one of the offenses you can have confidence in this week.
Yep.
And then there's another team.
Yeah, the Washington Commanders are going to be out there throwing a ton, trying to avoid.
Oh, getting sacked.
I mean,
so much.
Sam Howell will be looking at the stars, and there is, I mean, he'll be on his back this entire game. The Cowboys are going to sack him so much. So obviously, great DST. If you've got the Dallas Cowboys, they're going to have a couple turnovers and six sacks.
And J.P. Finley, who reports for the Commanders, says that there's a vibe that the veterans veterans in Washington are sitting this week.
I get a vibe.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yep. Like several of the veterans that they probably just don't want to.
Like Terry McLaurin?
I don't know about that. Maybe.
I mean, he's one of their leaders and a veteran. If there's a vibe that veterans are sitting, I can't imagine it would not include Terry.
Yeah, it just depends if Sam Howell's like crying, like, please don't take him from me.
Oh, Sam Howell doesn't even throw it to Terry.
Oh, that's true.
Every time he runs into him, he's like, "Wait,
who are you?" Look, Washington doesn't want to win this game. If they lose it, they secure the number two pick. So it's a win-win or a lose-lose, right? However you want to look at it. Dallas gets what they want. Washington gets what they want. And I don't know. Ron Rivera might ask his players to run backwards in this one more than normal.
Yeah, you'll probably have Tony Pollard having an absolutely outstanding game. You expect the Dallas Cowboys to walk over the Commanders, and you can walk
in the running game on them, no problem. They are.
It's like the video of when they give that old guy the handoff.
Yeah. I mean, there's.
I mean, Rico Dowdle might have a game in this one.
Tony Pollard, I agree. He should be good, but I think there's a chance that Rico Dowdle cleans up in the second half.
Sure. Yeah, I would be fine playing Rico Dowdle.
And here we are. We get to talk about the final game of the week, the final game of the year, and a game that matters.
It's a good one.
Buffalo at 10-6, Miami at 11-5, the DraftKings Sportsbook line, Buffalo on the road, -2.5. Over-under is 48 points. It's been bet down a little from the 50.5 point over-under, but this is a playoff game. You know, if Buffalo loses this game, they are eliminated. If they win this game, I was thinking about this, like for this up and down season for Buffalo and everything that it's been, this confusion about the offense, the firing of their offensive coordinator, the is it over for Stephon Diggs? And, you know, is even Sean McDermott, could he be out? You know, there's talk of Harbaugh, and are the Buffalo Bills in contention for that? Look, if they win this ball game, they're the number two AFC team after all of that. I just thought that was kind of shocking. Like,
it's amazing.
When you're able to look back on the season, if they win this ball game, which they are favored to do, they have finished number two.
Yeah, and the coordinator change really made a big difference. I mean, this was a team that was losing a lot of their games. They've been on fire lately, and they've really changed their scheme. They are now all of a sudden a run-first team, even though they've got Josh Allen. They are pounding the rock and doing it with great success now.
Including Allen on the goal line. I mean, that's how he got his two touchdowns last week.
Yeah, for sure. He's kind of turning into a Jalen Hurts a little bit. They're doing the tush push. It's like a slightly different one where they've got one guy behind him doing
Have you seen the origination of the tush push? Have you seen this? So it's very interesting because there's some NFL Films clips on the sidelines of one of the, I think it was one of the backup tight ends, maybe on Indianapolis, just talking about, like, years ago, saying, you know what would be good is if, like, you just put a big guy in there and had, like, one guy push him or, like, two guys push him. And then they go to kind of the origination of when it happened, which was Nick Sirianni.
Really?
Who was the offensive specialist coordinator for Indianapolis. And he subbed out, I believe, Matt Ryan or Carson Wentz and put in Jacoby Brissett. And then one guy helped push Jacoby Brissett.
Jacoby was elite at the one-yard sneak.
And then it evolved from there. But like Sirianni, who's obviously the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, was involved in the Jacoby Brissett. And it shows him on the sideline, like literally jumping into another coach's arms with glee over how it worked.
Oh, that's awesome.
And so, he enjoys it. But Buffalo-Miami, right now, Seth Walder put this out there according to ESPN Analytics. The most likely NFC title game is the Cowboys-49ers. With a 44% chance to occur, and the most likely AFC title game right now is Bills-Ravens. That's the highest probability.
Okay.
And, you know, this one should be fun. Now, Diggs was great against them a long, long time ago.
Yeah, over the course of the season now, when you adjust for schedule, the Dolphins have been great against the run. They're number two in the league. They've really turned it on. The Buffalo Bills have been winning running the ball, but they might need to throw it here. What do you do with Diggs? I mean, this is an important game. With a high over under.
One more.
Let's go with the default phrase. Ready? You got to play Diggs. Is that what we've been saying? Sit Diggs.
Here's the deal. If you're playing in Week 18 and you've got Diggs, I think you've already made your decision and you've been benching him. Because I think if you've been playing him, you probably didn't get to your game. I mean, here's his not fantasy finishes. Here's his fantasy points for the last month: 4.4, 6.8, 5.4, 5.1. That's after their bye week. Is he? I mean,
you Dorchin? You're not Dorchin.
No, you're not.
You're not Dorchin over Diggs.
But how about Jordan Addison against Detroit?
Yeah, I like that matchup. I would go Jordan Addison.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
Drake London against the Saints.
No. I'll go Diggs.
Yeah.
Let's go Brandon Cooks against the Commanders.
I'll go
Diggs.
Yeah.
Okay.
So on the other side, Tyreek Hill had some stuff going on. Saw him in a walking boot, too.
Hit a house fire.
Yeah, he was outside that house in a walking boot, but he will – I mean, look, they're playing for something here.
They need him desperately in this game. They're almost certainly going to be without Jalen Waddle. He didn't practice on Thursday. He had a high ankle sprain, already missed last week. I can't fathom he plays. Nothing this week would shock me more than Jalen Waddle making it out there. So Tyreek Hill is going to be extremely important.
You guys expect Mostert to be back out there? And if so, would you play him in Achane?
I think he'll be out there.
I will play either and both if they are there.
Either and both. Durham Smythe.
Hey,
that was a good call last week.
Smythe week. Yeah. 3 for 54.
Oh, not bad. Dalton Kincaid last week got back out and produced 4 for 87. Some big plays. I'll be very curious what the passing offense looks like for Buffalo in 2024.
Yeah, Dalton Kincaid was in on 55% of the snaps.
They also missed him on another bomb.
Who do you have winning this game?
Buffalo. Easy. I'm going to say Buffalo by 12 points.
Wow.
I think they smoke them.
I think Miami wins this game. And obviously, Buffalo already smoked them earlier, 48-20, when they played last time in week four.
To me, if you take one piece away from the ensemble, I have not seen...
You're talking about Jalen Waddle?
Yeah, I'm talking about Jalen Waddle and maybe Mostert. You take a piece or two away from this Dolphins team, I've never been proven. They've never stepped up to the plate.
Well, like, look at their game log of how many good teams has Miami beaten.
Yeah, the Dallas game was their first or second time.
So they just got smashed by Baltimore. They beat the Cowboys by 2 points. We beat the Jets. They lost to the Titans. A really good win on their record with all the information now that we know is Dallas. They beat Dallas by 2 points.
Well, and it's funny because this Buffalo team, this is the kind of game they lose, the one that they really need to win. That's kind of been the story for them too. So it'll be fun. This is a night game, right? I mean, Sunday night football.
Yep,
so
the final one.
Couple updates here. Trevor Lawrence, questionable. So he's moving forward. I saw another report on Christian Kirk, how great he looks, recovering from the core muscle injury.
Hmm.
And, well, here we go. Fantasy face-off.
Fantasy face-off, presented by DraftKings.
Now, how much of your brain do you use? What is the scientific amount?
You use your whole brain.
I believe that is true. Stop it, Mike.
What's the amount that gets...
You mean like the sci-fi, you only use 10% of your brain?
Thank you.
Okay, whatever it is.
All of my brain, you know, obviously has been so committed to winning the League of Record, which of course it accomplished because my brain, when you put it, you know, when you attach it to a task.
Right.
But it may have come at the expense of something in my life.
Right, yes.
And I did lose again.
You did get the quattro.
Got the quattro, which means we end the year with Jason with 10 first place finishes.
Thank you.
That's not where you want to be.
And
you don't want to be at the top?
Mike had 9 second place finishes.
That's where the magic is.
And I had 8 third place finishes. So I had
don't want to be there.
I had 9 times I was not spinning.
Forgot. Mike, you're right. First the worst, second the best.
Yeah.
I forgot the old adage.
What about third?
The turd. I'm a turd.
Yeah.
Yeah, my trophy says otherwise. All right. Shall we spin this stupid wheel and see how bad this gets?
Let's go.
Wheel of Shame.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Spin
the stupid wheel for my stupid 4 in a row.
We got...
You know, it was great. Mike had lost 3 in a row, and it felt real nice and balanced. Day.
Right, bros. Loser glasses.
Loser glasses. Now, you're not allowed to look at the front of the glasses to see what they say. You just got to put on those...
Now, wait. I got a pinwheel hat?
Yep. You got a nice little stupid hat, and you got these glasses, and you're not going to...
Does he have a lolly?
Am I going to be able to see my roster?
No.
Well, the rules are... You can take the glasses. You can move the glasses off just a little bit to see your roster, but otherwise, oh yeah, I said you can't look at the front. What can you see right now?
Absolutely nothing.
Awesome. You get your microphone.
Yeah, here you go.
There you go.
Why do I need my microphone?
Well because we do a podcast.
It's a podcast.
You gotta talk. Can see nothing.
Okay, good. So let's kick it off here.
No, I can't read my roster.
Well, when it comes time, I'll let you.
You want me to start, Jay?
Yeah, you start.
All right. My quarterback is going to be.
Ah, it's a pie in the face. It's a pie in the face. Oh, no. It's a pie in the face. You can take the glasses off now so you can see.
Wait.
Oh, man, that was good.
Did we go? Is that shaving cream or is that whipped cream?
I hope it's whipped cream.
It's whipped cream.
It's delicious.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, it's just. It
Oh, you're looking good, Andy. You're looking really good. The Quattro got you.
I don't know if I've ever had a pie in the face, and it
How's it feel?
Exceeds expectations.
Startling?
Startling, a little in the nostrils.
Oh, so it's,
thank you for the eye protection.
You're welcome. We look out for our good buddies. Congratulations.
Is he supposed to still wear the glasses?
No, he can't see with the glasses. He's got the opposite glasses now, like the suntan.
It kind of looks like a clown.
So we're playing this. Can I get a rag or something?
What? Nope.
Just for the nostrils?
All right, YouTube.com/TheFantasyFootballers. All right, my quarterback.
Wait, we're playing again this week, right? But we're playing for money? You guys want to make a bet?
Sure. Oh, man.
Okay.
I've got Justin Fields against the Green Bay Packers at $7,200 as my quarterback.
I spent down on the crazy man, Nick Mullins, at $5,100.
Who is yours, Mike?
Fields.
He's playing against Nick Mullins going against the Detroit Lions. Good passing, good team to pass on.
No, it makes sense.
I went Dak.
Okay.
You went Dak CeeDee. Of course you did. Of course you
Dak
did.
Dak 8,000.
One more time?
Yeah.
One more time, sweetness?
I don't.
Dak and CeeDee?
I don't blame
That's
you there.
That's fun.
All right.
It's delicious.
All right.
Thank you for the treat.
You're welcome.
Here we go. Jordan Mason against the Rams.
Sure.
$4,600. Pierre Strong Jr. against the Cincinnati Bengals for $4,000.
Oh, someone's going to have a lot of good wide receivers there. My running backs are Tony Pollard at $6,500 against the Washington Commanders.
That's no fun.
And James Conner,
okay,
$6,100 against Seattle.
Rashad White.
Okay.
$7,600.
Okay.
At Carolina. They're playing for a lot.
Yeah.
James Conner, $6,100 against Arizona.
All right. My wide receivers, I got Amon-Ra St. Brown against the Minnesota Vikings at $8,600. I'm going for it. I got Ja'Marr Chase at $7,300. He said he's going to play. If you're going to be on the field, you better do something. And then Jordan Addison against the Detroit Lions at $5,300.
I went with Amon-Ra St. Brown as well,
$8,700.
And I have stacked my quarterback with a guy named Justin Jefferson at $8,500. And then I'm going with the final hoorah of the old man.
Oh, what?
I've got Adam Thielen at $6,000.
Thank you, Jason, for believing in me.
You're welcome.
I went with CeeDee Lamb, as you expected, $9,300 for CeeDee.
Whew.
He might have another 17 receptions or something against Washington. I went with Bargain. For the next two guys, Christian Kirk at 3,000.
Ooh, man.
Christian Kirk, 3,000. He's going to play, and he's going to be great. Darius Slayton at 4,000.
Okay.
For my other wide receiver.
All right, and I will close it out. I have James Conner at my flex, so we have canceled him out at 6,100. Got my guy, Juwan Johnson, taking on the Atlanta Falcons at just 3,600. And I had this weird gap of money where I couldn't really improve a player. So I got the Raiders, guys, at $3,300 against the Denver Broncos.
All right. I ran out of money. So my final guys are Michael Mayer, rookie
what?
Tight end,
$3,200.
I hope so. I'll pivot if he's not, but he's going up against – I just looked who's playing against Vance Joseph defense and not
yeah,
put him in.
Yeah, that's fair.
I have Christian Kirk at $3,000. I hope he's playing. And the Vikings defense against Detroit.
You know, Mayer hasn't played in 2 weeks.
Well, I think he's going to play this week.
Okay.
Juwan Johnson is my tight end.
Oh, you dog.
Pierre Strong Jr. is my
as
my flex. And a little defense known as the Dallas Cowboys.
Wow.
At 4,100 against Washington.
We do have an update here from Twitter. Michael Mayer looking like an injury scratch again for Sunday.
I will look for a pivot. Week 18, baby.
Week 18. All right.
I already won this game.
That was Fantasy Faceoff presented by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app right now and use the promo code BALLERS, the DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use the code BALLERS. New customers can play free for a share of millions in prizes with your first $5 deposit. Mike, what's coming on Tuesday, Thursday?
So we got, Brooks, it's the Footy Award, or Footy Nominations, am I correct?
Footy Nominations on Tuesday. Don't miss it.
We are narrowing down the list, the footies. They will go through the week. You have ruined your pop filter, Andy.
I ruined, made more delicious, I don't know.
Okay, well, that's TBD.
Ooh, I'm going to add some whipped cream to my microphone.
Sorry, and if you're new, that's our yearly fantasy football award show. You can't miss it, and we need your votes.
Yes, it is the greatest award show in the history of mankind. And then just a reminder, we are two shows a week starting next week. However, that's just this podcast. Dynasty, we're into prospect season. Get on the Dynasty podcast. Very excited to talk about these new players.
Every Wednesday,
the DFS podcast runs through the playoffs because you can still play DFS through then. So Borg and Betts are going to help you win. Spitballers pod every Monday. We don't really go away.
No, I'm going to go away and wash my face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But then back to more shows. So thank you for joining us. Good luck this weekend.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast. Join our fantasy football community on jointhefoot.com and follow us on Twitter @TheFFBallers.